Shehein Keser, that comes out like 10 Amos. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita, that between the two Diyumdim, there can't be more than 10 Amos. Exactly 10 Amos is still good, but not more. Reb Yehuda says, the Mishnah says, Kishlala, oh, this is the Braisa. Reb Yehuda Leimer, Kishlala Shasara Amo, Ukiyaba Asara Amo. He holds no, like 13 Amos or like 14 Amos. That's how separated, far apart, one Diyumid can be from the other Diyumid. We'll soon see what this Lashon of 13 or 14 is. So Eshen's Freti Gemara, Reb Meir's Lashon was, the top word was Shein Keeser. It's like 10 Amos. Freti Gemara, Keeser? What do you mean, like 10 Amos? Ho Eser Heaven? It's Mamish, 10 Amos. Hey, so if each one is wide, 1 and 2/3 Amos, so 6 times 1 and 2/3 is exactly 10 Amos. So it's exactly 10 Amos apart. What's the Lashon Keeser? Empty Gemara, Mishum Deboy Lemisni Seifa. Because in this Braisa wants to say a Lashon according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Kishola Shasora. It says like 13. Now, Fred Gemara, Kishola Shasora, Trei Heaven. Trei Heaven. It's really more than 13 Amis. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are 8 Paras. There are 2 pairs of 4 and 4. So 8 times 1 and 2/3 comes out to 13 and a third Amis. So really, what do you mean like 13? Really, it's more than 13. So the Gemara Mishum the boy le misne karba asura, because they want to say it's like 14, and that's also not. So the Gemara karba asur holy heaven, it's also not like 14, because really bedik it's only 13 1/3 amis wide according to Reb Yehuda. So Amar Papa pshan the brayt like this: Yeseirois al sholosh asura. According to Reb Yehuda, it could be a little bit wider than 13 amis. Aba bi'enad magias liyab asura, but they can't reach 14 amis. If the 14 Amos apart, the two Diyumdim, it's possibly according to Reb Yehuda. Because according to Reb Yehuda, the Shear is 13 Amos and 1/3. That's 8. The 8 Paras times 1 and 2/3 come out to 13 and a third. So that's why, according to Reb Yehuda, it says a Lashon not Bediyik. Like it says, in between 13 and 14. So that's why even in the ratio, when it says Reb Meir Shear, even though his Shear is Mamish, Keser, it says a Lashon Keser. It's like 10. Since in Reb Yehuda it says like 13 or 14, in Reb Meir it also says like 10. Even though Reb Meir Shita's Mamish 10. Amar Rav Papa, Bar Shmoina, if the bar itself is 8 Amos wide, like in picture 10, if the bar itself is 10 Amos wide, is the Kuliyama Loi Pligi to Loi Binim Pshutin. Here everybody holds you do not have to have Pshutin. If you want to make it as close as possible. In other words, to make the Diyumdin as close as possible to the bor, we're saying now it has to be 2 Amos on each side at least. There has to be enough space that the Poro, Rosh of Ruba, could get inside the Mechitza. So we said before, Rosh of Ruba is 2 Amos. So the Diyumdin have to at least be away 2 Amos on each side. So really the Diyumdin are together 12 Amos apart. Because you have 8 Amos the bor itself, and another 2 Amos on each side is 12 Amos. But Lamais on the bottom, the Diyumid itself, is also an Amr. So you have an Amr on one side, an Amr on the other side. That takes off 2 Amos. So 2 minus 14 is 2 minus 12 is 10. So the kids, how much space is there between one Diyumid and the other Diyumid? It's exactly 10 Amos. So according to everybody, that's good. You don't have to put any Pshutin in the middle. This is enough. If the borough is exactly 8 Amos wide, and you have the Diyumid as close as possible, it's still be kosher. Close as possible means that's 2 Amos this way, 2 Amos this way, 12, and 1 and 1 on the bottom comes out to be 10. Vaita, the bor shtei masora. Let's say like a picture 11, let's say the bor is 12 Amos wide. Or bezoi, then what's the closest you can make the diyumdin? You have to spread them out another 2 Amos on each side. Come to say, they have to be spread out to be 16 altogether. And so now, even if you can take away 2 Amos from the bottom, the diyumdin itself sticks out an Amos on each side, so you're going to have 14 left over. Now, 14 Amos wide is too much, even according to Reb Yehuda. Even according to Reb Yehuda, could only be wide 13 and a third. So in a case where the bor itself is 12 Amos wide, is the Kuli Amo Loi Pligi Debinim Shutin. Havad, you're going to have a push and another Mechitza in between, like you have in picture 11. Hey, since between one Diyumid and another Diyumid is going to be 14 Amos apart, that's too much, even according to Reb Yehuda, you're going to have a push, it means another Mechitza in between, which the mechitz itself has to be an amma wide, that's all, and 10 tefachim high. So if you have a mechitzah in between, then the space on each side is less than 13 and a third, will be kosher even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, keep pligi, where's the machlekes of Yehuda and Rameya? Whether the shear is 10 or the shear is 13 and a third, is mishmoina ad shtei masara. Where you have the bor, if it's more than 8 amis wide and less than 12 amis wide, that would be the machlekes. That according to Rav Meir, it's no good, because according to Rav Meir, you can't have the space between one humid and another humid more than 10 amis. So once the bor is going to be more than 8 amos wide, in between the dyumdim have to also be more than 10 amos wide. Because you have to have an extra space of 2 amos on each side, kedei yishir that the rosh of the pararuba can get in. So that's going to be the machlekes Remei and Reb Yehuda. In the case we have a bor that's wide more than 8 amos, less than 12 amos, then according to Reb Meir it's no good, you're going to have pshutim in between. According to Reb Yehuda, this will still be kosher. According to Rav Meir, any time the space between one dyumid and another dyumid is more than 10 amos, it's possible. So you have to have a poshet, you have to have another mechitz in between. According to Rav Yehuda, you don't have to have pshutin. Because according to Rav Yehuda, since it's less than 13 and a third amos wide, that's still kosher according to Rav Yehuda. Yeah. This is also what Rav Papa said over in from this braisa. This is also Rav Papa's memory here.
Where's Rav Papa here?
Yom Rav Papa here. And Rav Papa is one of the same as last halach is here. For the Gemara, Rav Papa, Braisa, Le Shmile, the Teretz, Ukamash, Vlon, Kibraisa. The Chur, Takasha, what's Rav Papa's Chiddush here? The Chur, we have the Braisa before that explains to us. In other words, everything is put down to us before. What's Rav Papa being the Chiddush? The Mishnah says this year is that according to Rav Meir, it's 6 paras, and according to Rav Yud, it's 8 paras. And the Braisa says, how wide is each parah? It's 1 2/3. So once I have the Mishnah, I have the Braisa, Mamela, I know that according to Rav Meir, the shear is 10 amis, and according to Rav Yehuda, the shear is 13 and a third amis. So what's Rav Papa come to tell me this Chiddush? That there it says, Rav Papa didn't learn this Braisa. And he's telling us by himself the Svara like this Braisa. In other words, without the Braisa, the Mishnah just says, Rav Meir says it's a shear of 6 parahs, in between the two dyumdim, and according to Rav Yehuda, it's a shear of 8 paras. How wide are the paras? The Mishnah doesn't say. So Rav Papa is telling us how wide each par is. We have a beferish of Braisa. The Teretz says Rav Papa didn't hear that Braisa. But in the Chlami, according to us, that we know the Braisa is treated with Rav Papa's dinis. Rashi says, Rav Papa hach Braisa Rashi v'toni shirud yuvin haparas lo shmila. He didn't hear that Braisa. The Mishnah also doesn't say klor what the shirma. The Mishnah just says according to Rav Meir it's 6 paras, and according to Rav Yehuda it's 8 paras. The Yosef Rav Papa lefrushilach masnisin the shira the Rav Meir esteramis. Rav Meir shira is how far away could the two diyumdim be? 10 amas apart. Or the Rav Yehuda shalash asaram. According to Rav Yehuda comes out to be 13 amas ushlish. V'iskin Rav Papa midaitoi lemashishinu b'braisa. Rav Papa is saying this with his own svara, like it says beferish in his braisa. The Rosh of Rubai Shtei Amos, the Eshtin, how much does the behemoth have to be inside? Rosh of Rubai, how wide is that? That has to be at least 2 Amos. They have to have another 2 Amos away from the bor. The Uvya, how thick is each Parah? Amo Shnei Shlishi Yama. So the Kitzur Papa learns this by himself without knowing the Braisa. Rabbeinu. Boi Minei Abaye Merabba. Fret Abaye Shala from Rabba. Herich Bidyumdin Kishir Pshutin L'Rav Meir Mahu. In other words, let's say that in between the two dyumdim is more than 10 amis. More than 10 amis. Between one dyum and another dyumid is more than 10 amis. So the din the Mishnah says, should be like picture 11, that if it's more than 10 amis apart, you have to put a poshut in between. You have to have another mechitz in between, because there should never be a space of more than 10 amis. But instead of putting a poshut in between, you want to do like picture 12. You want to extend the end dyumdim. Instead of the dyumdim at the end, the L shape, only comes out an amma, you can make it come out 4 amas. Come out 4 amas this side, 4 amas on the other side, and altogether it was, let's say, 16 amas open. So now you can put an extra 3 amas here, an extra 3 amas here. So now the mice, you can make this space in between is only 10 amas. How did you make it? Not by putting a poshet in between, but by making the dyumdim a little bit longer. You extended the dyumdim. So shall is that kosher also? When the Mishnah Rav Meir says you have to put pshutim, is it bedafka? We'll soon see Rashi svara. Is a svara dafka? You have to have a poshet like picture 11 in between, because that's a big hecker. When you have something in between, it's a big hecker. You see more like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or else no, it's enough like picture 12. You don't have to put something in between. As long as you extend the end yumdip to come out more, that the space in between is less than 10, that's also kosher. That's the shayla. Again, yaboy minei abayim rabba. Herech bin yumdim kishir pshutin rameya mahu. What's the loch? Is it good or not? So Rashi learns, mahu is it Rashi? A davke pshutin kama. One side of your davke have to have the pshutin. The chivan dachikin yoysim ishir chachomim binin heker. Beinoi beinoi. The bonum wa matzach, you have to have a heker. You have to see something is different here. For loisagi, it's not enough anymore. The haroch is yumdim, to extend the end yumdim. Elamarchik purta min apas v'noisin shom poshut. V'chein lidach gisa. There's a svar, no, you bedavka have to put pshutim in between. That's a bigger heker. But the other svar is no. You need diyumdim in between when there's a bigger space of 10 amas. But when you mamayit the space of 10 amas by extending the diyumdim, maybe then you don't have to have anything in between. That's a shayla. So Amalei answered back, Tinisu, our Mishnah says, Ulbovad sheyarbe bepasin. When you have more than 10 amas in between, you should be marbe bepasin. So the diyik is, the Ritva says, it's a loshin mashma, loshin gedula. It's mashma yir bepasin means like makes the diyumdim very long. Use long diyumdim. Is my love the marach b'diyumdim. That means that you extend the diyumdim. That's also enough. The Mishnah's loshin is sheyar bepasin means makes big pasin. What does it mean big pasin? So just extend the diyumdim. That's also enough. So the Gemara loy, that's not pshan the Mishnah. I tell you, the mafish v'yove pshutim. The Mishnah means no, put a lot of pshutim in between. Like picture 11. It's more kedai to put in a few pshutim, that's better. For the Gemara yohi, if the Mishnah means add pshutim, add mechitzis in between, hayu bovat sheyir b'vapasin, what do you mean? You should be mar b'vapasin, which is mashma. Have a big pass. Achiyir bapasin mi boile. I should have said no. Put a lot of pasin in. Achiyir bapasin. That's more of a lashon saying put a lot of boards in. Hey, achiyir bapipasin is mashma. Just extend the board. Achiyir bapasin. That will be mashma. Put a lot of pasin in. That's the Gemara Nechnami. Tono achiyir bapasin. Don't say the word bipas. No, just say the word achiyir bapasin. Add a lot of pasin. It means add a lot of mechitzes there. That's better. So the kids, Yavna Kloraya from the Mishnah. Ika the Amri, some want to say like this. Omalei, he brought a raya to Nisu. The Mishnah says, Obovad sheyarba bapasin. You should, when you have the in between, one dumit to another dumit is more than 10 amis, the answer is put mechitzis in between. My love, the mafish v'yavib shutin, that the Mishnah means add mechitzis in between. So you see, you have to put a portion of the mechitzis in between. It's not enough to extend the end dumdim to make the dumdim itself a little bit longer. Have the Gemara loy. I tell you what the Mishnah means is demarach b'diyumdim. It means to say make the end diyumdim, even though normal they're only an amma wide, let them extend more. Make the diyumdim come out 2, 3, 4 amas. Kedei that in between is only 10 amas, then it's kosher. Demarach b'diyumdim. So mohochi nami mistavr, that's mistavr rost like that, that avad you are allowed to be marach b'diyumdim. Midiktoni, because the Mishnah says, ulbavad sheyarba bapasin shema mina. That this loshin is mashma loshin gedula. Make the pas big. Doesn't say yarba pasin, which we must add a lot of mechitzis. Bit pasin means the pas you have, make that a bigger one. So by the portion of loch, it should be it is good. You could be mouth, but you could make it longer. Right, the boy mina yabayi miraba. Right, the boy another shayla from rabba. Yoyse mishalosh hasharam ushlish l'Rav Yehuda mau. As if Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah is, we're coming out according to the shear, the b'raiser is that in between the diyumdim can be 13 and a third amis. Still is kosher, according to Rav Yehuda. That was like the picture, unfortunately. Yeah. That was the picture out of picture 3. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in between the diyumdim, allowed to be 13 and a third amma. Because he has 8 paras in between. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say any shear, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you have it wider than 13 and a third, could you put pasin in between or not? The Mishnah doesn't say according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah only says it according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah doesn't say. So now the Gemara declared a shayla. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? He's boy minay abayim rabba yoisim mishalosh asor amo ushlish to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, sheet to mahu. If you have it wider, what's the eitzah to make it kosher? Pshutin of it is the eitzah in between. Put a poshet like we have in picture 11. Add an extra poshet in between. You mamayit the space. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's also good. Oy bid yum demarich. Maybe no. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, there bedafka it's a bigger eitzah to make the yum dem longer, like a picture 12. Make him a little bit longer, that would be better. Omalei, so what's the shalom of Yehuda? It's Rashi. Reb Yehuda, the layabche pshutin. Reb Yehuda, the Mishnah doesn't say the Yetzir b'chlal to add in, the chitzes in between. Is high adif, the shalom, which one is better lay? Pshutin adif lay, is the pshutin odif? Omruchokim in adyum den yud yum alam alam evi akeri b'nei b'nei. It's better to have a dyum in the chitzes in between. That's a heker. Oy haroch is dyum adifod. Leleitzi avir adagis adagisa ulevatla. It's better to extend the dyum them on both sides, because it's better than having one pass in between. Because by having one in between, you have a chsarin, osi avira, the haigis mavatale. The air space on both sides really should come and be mavatal, the mechitzer in between. But that was the first taste we had in the parak that said that by viroyis, the one will make it. That's a drabon of the gadin, that he can't have a mechitzer in between, and both sides the air is more, with the rabon is bottle. Here the rabon will make it for passe viroyis. So, Mela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you shouldn't use this Eitzah of Shutin. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a better Eitzah always to be Marech Vidyumdim, like a picture 12. Maybe that's better. Or Malay, he answered back to Nisu. We learned. Kamahain Mukurovin. How close could you make the pastim to the bore itself? Kedeirosh of Ruba Shapora. You have to have enough space, like two amas, we said, that the Rosh of Ruba Shapora could come inside the bore to drink the water. How far away can you make the mechitzis? In the Mishnah we had, afilu kurayim. The Tanakhama says as far as you want. We have Yehuda, I'm a no. They sasayi muter. Yosef, they sasayi moser. Yehuda, the Mishnah said no, that he holds Bein Apasim is not called Oymid Ledira. Nobody lives there. So anytime you have mechitzis that people don't live inside the mechitzis, the Rabbon and Shir is always Beis Asayim. Once it's wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, you can't be metaltal anymore. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Omru Le Reb Yehuda, Rabbon and said back to Reb Yehuda, Iyata Moida, aren't you Moida? Bedir, Visoyer, those are corrals that you keep your behemoths in. O Muksa, V'chotzer, Muksa is the backyard, Chotzer the front yard. That Afilu Bas Chamesha is Kurim, that Afilu Bas Asara Kurim, Shamuter. The garment you review the Moida, that the backyard, the front yard, since it's Oymu the Dira, you can make it as wide as you want the Mechitzis. Omalehen, review the answer back, Avadi, you're right. Zu Mechitza. The reason why you could do it by a good corral and by a backyard and a front yard, because you have good Mechitzis there. The Yelu Pasin. Mashenkin over here by the boar, all you have is just pasin. What does pasin mean? Pasin just means you have diyumdim. That's all. You only have four diyumdim. You don't have real good Mechitzis. That was a Yehuda Shita. Now, v'yemisa, if you want to tell me now, according to Yehuda, that you're not allowed to put pasin in between, according to Yehuda, you would have to be marech v'diyumdim, like in picture 12. If you want to tell me, according to Yehuda, you can never do like picture 11. You can't put a pass in between. You know, you always have to be marech v'diyumdim and make the mechitzas longer. Or v'zoi, zu mechitzah v'zu mechitzah miboyle. What do you mean? It's only a pass. They're both good mechitzas. Even by passing brois, also you have a good mechitza. You marech the side yumdim to make them much longer. And the Gemara Hochikama, this is what you, yeah, that's no raya. This is what Yehuda meant to answer. Hochikama. Zu taras mechitza leho, opietzoi sehel bieser. A regular chotzer, like in picture 9 you have, a chotzer in the front of the house and a muks in the back of the house. There always a Yehuda's also asking, you need good mechitzas. Anytime you have a pirtza, if the pirtza is more than 10 amis, it's possible. A mechitza of Pesach has to be 10 amis or less. So over there by Chotzer, it has a shame mechitza to it. And you're allowed to have a Pesach up until 10 amis. More than 10 amis is possible. The elu teres pasin leim. Mashen came by pasib royas rabbonin gave a kula, that you're allowed to have the diyumdim far apart according to Yehuda, even 13 and a third amis apart. The elu teres pasin leim. Opiratzoseim v'sholash asaram u'shlish. That's the kula of pasib royas. That's what Yehuda meant to say. Yehuda meant to say, even though in a chotzer and a muksa you can carry, no matter how wide you make it, because there they have good mechitzes, you don't have any pirtzes more than 10 amas. Mashenke and Mepasi Broyes, we could have a pirtza more than 10 amas up until 13 and a third amas, according to Yehuda. So then Yehuda Shitter is, it's only muta to metaltol up until a base of sayim. More than a base of sayim, it's osir. So I call upon him by us, there wouldn't be any, raya. So to have a shah, there wouldn't be any raya. Maybe according to Yehuda, you are allowed to use pasta in between, so you have no raya. Right. Boy minei abaye miraba. Correct, abaye shalaf and rabba. Tail hamislaket asoro mitar chabo. You have a tail, little mountain, like I have in picture 13. You have a little mountain going up. Tail hamislaket Asara means it goes up 10 amis, 10 tfoch. It's 10. 10 tfochen. Here, it's 10 tfochen. Tail hamaslakit asara. If the tail goes up 10 amis, mitoich arba, in middle of dalar amis. In the middle of the tail, it's high up 10 amis high. Now, how far did you have to go slanted to get to 10 tfochen high? 4 amis. If you had to walk a distance of 4 amis, and by the end of 4 amis going, traveling, you reach the height of 10 tfochem high, that's called the mechitza. His tail ha-meslaket ha-sora. The mountain like goes up 10 tfochem, mitoich ha-bor. By the time you got to walking 4 amis distance, you reach the height of 10 tfochem ready. Is nidi mishum d'yumid, or yena nidi mishum d'yumid? Could you use this for one of the d'yumdim or not? Now this picture here, you have them on all four sides. You have d'yumdim on the other four sides, and then on the fourth side, you want to use a tel hamaslak. This should be the mechitza for the d'yumdim. Is this good or not? What's the shaila? Omalei tenisu. We learned. So the shaila is really the asay chaykakin. You have to look like you have to hollow this out to where this picture is now. You have to hollow out like an L shape to give it a shay mechitza one way and mechitza the other way. So the shaila, do you say this royin or not? Do we look as if we can hollow it out or not? Has really, it's completely circled all around. No, the picture shows the way it should be. So do we say we can look as if it's that way or not?
What do you mean the dollar amis?
That's the shear of the mechitza. Let's not, it's not called the mechitza. That's the shear. That's the shear of the mechitza. See Rashi. Where's Rashi here? Rashi tells about next to the second big line Rashi. Tell amis like a jut for him. Mitech dal damis. Tail meshupa, a little mountain that's slanty. Avo modroin, the slant, zokuf, it shoots up, koydim shimshach daud amis. Before you go a distance of 4 amis, all of an eslaket gevoya liyutzfochim. It reached the height of 10 tfochim. Vakayim lom bazarik pesach to Shabbos, this is the shear the Gemara in Shabbos says, linyin Shabbos have rishus ha-yochid. Such a shear is called the mechitza, and it's called rishus ha-yochid, hochi. Here. Mashenkin, if it'll be longer than that, the Gemara says there, it's called derech halucha. That's like, that's the Rishus Ram, then it wouldn't get a Shem Mechitza then. If it would take more than 10 Amis to get a height of 10 Tfachim, that would be called Derech Hilucha. That wouldn't give it a Shem Mechitza, that would be part of Rishus Ram. Just if it gets to a height of 10 Tfachim high within Daud Amis, it's not called Derech Hilucha, we see it from Mechitza. So Shalav is Hocha Mai. Trash ikoi b'mokim echem menad yumdim mehevik kid yumdim oloi lochin nokim meteich dalish shemayim medrani meshupa yofem reinim aslakel avagoy v'asora at shimshach yoisim dal damis kidol avagoy v'shupa it wouldn't be good. That's called Arius Michta similar in Shabbos. If it wouldn't have this dimension, then mechala wouldn't be called the mechitza. But this dimension filch Shabbos is called the mechitza. On top of this, called Rishus Yochid. The shal though, can we use it for the yumid or not? Could we see royin as if we hollow it out to make it look like two mechitzas? So what's the loch? Amalei, Tenisu, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Reimer. Hoise shom evim rubas. If you have a square stone, like a picture 14, is royin, we talk, could use it for a dumin. Royin kol shilu techolik. If you could hollow it out. V'yeshbo amalekan v'yamalekan, nidim shum dumin. That is good. Like take out the aleph out of here, like hollow out the aleph, and you're just left on one side of Nama, the other side of Nama. This is kosher for beef for dumin. V'yim lav, if there's not enough space to hollow it out, is ain't a nidim shum d'yumid. You can't use it. Rabbi Yishmael ben Shem Rabbi Yechonin ben Ruchaim a bigger chiddush. Hoise shom even agula. Let's say you had a round stone, like a picture 15. You have a round one. It still is kosher. Royin we'd look kol shilu techokik v'ticholik. If you could hollow it out, like here you have to do a lot of hollowing. You have to first take out the whole base, and then you have to take out all the olives around. First take out the olives all around, and then you have to hollow out the base. So you have to do a double hollowing to make a circle into a dumit. Is he holds, still you say it. Royin kol shilu techokik v'ticholik v'yesh pa'amalekan v'yamalekan nidim mishum dumit. V'yimlav ain't a nidim mishum dumit. Even though it's a circle, still a circle, we can hollow it out inside and hollow out the sides, that if you have a shear of an amma, by an amma, you could also use it for a dumit. Is the chur of the marba ma'ikim mifugi, what's the machlekis? Masov achad royin amrinon, trey royin loy amrinon. It's only by a square, like a picture 14. All you have to do is just hollow out the aleph. So that's only one royin that we do say. Mashenke, like a picture 15, we have to take out via the olives and the bays. Two you don't say. Masov afilu trey royin amrinon. Even two also you say. So Rashi says, "Mela our shayla tail amislakid." Also, you have to do two roins, since it's like a circle. You often have to do two roins. So Mela told in this machlekes if we could use a dumit or not. According to the second man, the yom, that even a circle, we do say two roins. We hollow in the inside and the outside. Who are then by tail amislakid? You hollow out the inside and the outside to make it look like a dumit and a bikosher. But according to the first man, the yom, you only say one roin. Only by a square you would say it, but by a circle you don't say it. Right, the boy minaya bay miraba. Chitzas kakanim kona kona pochus mishloisha nidim mishum dyumid. Oi la. Here's a shalom. Right, like in picture 16. This is really the gimel. If you have the half minutes, you have regular kanim, you have reeds. You have reeds. Each reed is almost like a half an inch thick, but you put them within gimel tfachim one next to another. So you say lovud, they have a shame chitza. Can you use them for pasim also? Like in picture 16, really, it should be. Picture 16 is made out of the pasta, is made out of chitzas akanim. It just has kanim sticking up, and they're within gimel tfachim, one next to another. Is that good or not? Your chitzas akanim, it's kanim sticking up, kona kona, pochus pochus mishloisha, each one is close together, less than gimel tfachim away. Is nidim mishum duma, do we say lovud, and it looks like a good mechitza? Oy lav, oh, that's no good. Omale, you answer the back to Nisu. We learned the Ferish Abraisa. Hoyisham Ilan. If you have a tree, oi geder, or else you have a wall, oi chitza sakanim, or else you mamashav chitza sakanim, is nidim mishum dyumid. You see, klo, all these things help mishum dyumid. So klo, chitza sakanim helps. My love, kona kona pochas mishloisha. My love, like we're talking about, you have small kanim, and each one is within gimel tfachim away from the next one, and you say lovud. So it looks like a mechitza. Loi, I'll tell you that's not the pshat mechitza kanim. Here, this price is talking about good risa de kona. It's talking about special type of a kan, good risa de kona. Rashi learns pshat, the third line from the bottom. Good risa de kona, kanim Rashi learns mechuborim harbe beitzechad. On the bottom of it, they're like one piece. Some mechloritz, next to the ground. Olamalahem is parshin. And on top, they separate. Like in picture, you have it in picture 17, the base, on the bottom of the picture. This is like Gudrisa, the Kanisa. On the bottom, it looks like one stump on the bottom of it. But on top, after three tvachim up, it already spreads out like Hitzakanim. So there are svaras lakan this way, we'll soon see. Right now, the Gemara is saying this is svar, this is better. This is better, the base is better than Gimel. Because in Gimel, where they're all separated, maybe love it, you don't say for this cooler to make pasim. My shank in here, picture base. Now, Gudrisa the Koni is the biggest svara to say it's a good mechitza. Because I call upon him on the bottom, three tfachim height, it's like one stump. So that looks more like a mechitza. But maybe like in the Gimel, or in the first picture, 16, maybe those chitzakanim won't be good. So the Gemara Yehochib, that's pshat, or b'zoi hayne ilon, that's mamish like the aleph, it's mamish like a tree. Like the Brisa said, a tree helps for one side, and a gedder, and a kanin, so it's mamish a tree. So Elamai, what do you want to say? Kona, kona, pochus mishloisha, you want to say this kona means, like we're saying like the Gimel, where each reed is separated, but the less than three tfachim away. We could say, loved, habazoi haino gedder. That's mamish like the dalad. That's mamish like the ged, like a fence. Like once you say loved, they're attached, it mamish looks like a fence. So what's the difference between Gimel and dalad? What's the difference between kanim and the real fence? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo, my yasach lemeimah, trey gavni gedder. It says two different type of fences. The one's a real good fence like the dalad, and then there's a made-up fence like the Gimel. Habazoi hochinami, trey gavni ilon. I'll tell you the two type of trees. One tree is a real tree, like an olive, and then the second tree is like a gudisa, the kani, like in picture base, where that only the stump is together, but then they shoot up different kanim separately. This is the first shita, that it could be gudrisa, that the kani is worse. Ika the arm of the other svaras faket. Gudrisa the kani kami boile. I have a shalom now, what about gudrisa the kani? Is this good for the human or not? Gudrisa the kani mai. Omale, he answered back, tinisu we learned. If you had a fence or a tree, or you had these reeds shooting up, is neither mishum dumid. Enough in the brisa, it's kosher, is good for dumid. My love, good risa de koni. My love, the brisa means where these reeds shoot up, but the bottom part of it is a stump, and they're attached on the bottom, and still is good. So the moral loy, I tell you, kona, kona, pochus mishloisha. It's Badafka talking about like a picture Gimel, where the Kanim are separated all the way, not that within Gimel Tfachim away. Now we're going, this is the biggest Svara. About that within Gimel Tfachim away, we say Lovud, and your mamash have a good Mechitza. Mashenkein, good reason the Kanim could be worse, because that's like one stump. So one stump, again, you have to say Royan, just like a tree. A tree by itself really shouldn't be good for Diumid, because the Diumid is the Pshat, it has to have a Mechitza going Mizrach, and a Mechitza going Dorim. You have to have one arm this way, one arm this way. If you have a round tree by itself, it shouldn't be good. Or else the good leaf, so the Kani also has a Chsorin. Then on the bottom, it looks like one. So it doesn't look like two Mechitzas. Mashenkin, where you have Kanim, separated Kanim, they could mamish look like two separate Mechitzas. Those are better. So now we're going with a Svar, good reason of the Kani is worse. Marcy, you want to bring a rye, it's good? I tell you no. This bright that says it's good is only the picture like in the Gimel, or else like a picture 16, where each Kanim was separated. No, they were in Gimel Tfachim one to the other, so you say Lovid. That looks like a very good Mechitza. But maybe good reason the Kani is worse, because on the bottom it's the one stump. You have to come on to Royin. Maybe you don't say Royin. That's the Shaila. For the Gemara, my language is Kone Loi, Kone Kone Pachat Mishloishim. For the Gemara, Ihochi, Hainu Gedeh, it's Mamish the same case of the Gedeh. Vielah, there's more of Vielah, my, good reason to Kani, Elah, my, what do you want to say? It's not Kanim Kanim, but it's Mamish one stump, or Bezoi, Hainu Ilon, it's also Shver. So Bryce said, Ilon, what do I have to say good reason to Kani for? Elah, my, what do we have to answer?